As it stands, I think what the governor's proposed is a very strong budget for the UW. I mean, it has a potential for the UW to address issues of funding that could minimize tuition increases. It also gives us incentives as well in terms of performance-based funding for economic development to go out and do things in the state that will, I think, address some economic issues in the state or help address those issues. And you know, one of those is the UW flexible option. It's not a separate degree, but it's another way of gaining a degree. There's a lot of adults in the state that they've started a degree for various reasons. They never finished it, but they've got these credits and now they're working. And how do you finish that degree off and advance your career? So the flexible option lets many adults do that, or gives them a chance to do that. So I think the budget, I think the reason UW is likes the Chancellor's budget, and the reason I like it is because I think it provides smart funding for many initiatives.
Obviously, one of the things that has come up is that the governor cut funding in the last budget, and now you're getting some of that funding back. What's that mean for the UW system in general and for colleges like UW-Marathon County?
Well, it's certainly true that in the last biennium, there was some significant cuts to the UW system central office as well as to the UW campuses. And there is some funding that's in the governor's budget that would cover ongoing operations and fixed costs, things for, just normal inflationary increases. In other words, costs to continue and utility costs and facility leases. And that's important. I mean, we'd like to continue. So, we think it puts some confidence, I think, into the UW system that we have a job to do and we can do this job.
What's the next step at this point? Is it just for the UW system to wait for what the Joint Finance Committee is doing?
Yeah, that's all part of the process. And I think it will be interesting to see what Joint Finance has to say. I know they're holding a number of hearings in the state. I think they close in the next 3 weeks. The hearings that are closest to us, being held closest to us, are in Baldwin and in Green Bay. So obviously, we might not be able to make it to those hearings, so it's important, I think, to let the legislators and members of Joint Finance understand what our position is on the budget. We think the governor's budget is a good budget for the UW and a good budget also for the people of Wisconsin who interact with the UW or who are impacted by the UW.